This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And joining me is my daughter, Cherie. And Cherie, we're talking with a guy named Plastic Man, Ryan Lambert. He and I share a lot of intel because he, like me, has several daughters. He's a veteran of the daughter wars.
Ah, blessed man, just like you.
Captain Ryan, what are you doing today?
I'm at the house with all my daughters today. I was going to fish today, but it's going to gust up to 25 out the northwest. I said, the heck with it.
So I don't blame you one bit.
Three, how's it having Pop home for a little bit?
It's awesome. I love having him here.
you know he's using you to go turkey hunting. You know that.
Well, you know what? He can use me to turkey hunt, pheasant hunt, quail hunt, deer hunt, all he wants.
Yeah, that's how I feel about my girls, too. I just love going to see them. I moved them all on the next block so I don't have to go too far. I don't have to go to Kansas.
Well, we provided him with beach weather during the summer near Mobile. And then, of course, you know, first-class hunting arrangements here in Kansas. And then when he's ready to take a little time off, he can visit the third daughter in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, wow. See,
Ryan's got a new addition. He's got a grandson. Now, this kid doesn't know what he's in for. How lucky he is to have Ryan Lambert as his grandpa.
Absolutely. I'm seeing visions of another Drew Dubuque.
I'll tell you what. I can't wait. He's into it already. He's already caught some green fish. But I spend every waking minute that he's around me. I stay home and spend with him. So I love it.
Spending time with family and friends in the outdoors. Ryan, can you give us any more information on that lightning struck, those three guys? That wasn't too far from you down by the jump.
No, they said they took them to the hospital, but everybody's okay. Yeah. It's so dangerous. I hate lightning. Man, that's scary. I've been so close so many times that I said, you know what, guys? I've cheated death too many times with this. Let's go. And I go before. You know, you start – I just snuggle up in the rose oil and let it pass over me and stuff. No way. And mostly because of that little man we was talking about. I got to try to make it to at least to 15, huh?
Well, and hopefully beyond. Well, listen, give us up to date on what do you think, what's going to be the pattern once this northwestern blow comes through here and we get more into like a summertime pattern. It's due. We're due for some summer-like weather.
The river's at 15 still, so it's starting to come down, but it's going to be a while. So somebody just shot a big old alligator, nuisance guy, just killed a 9-footer in my lake here.
Ooh. So that's close to home there.
You know, the snappers are really, really good. I fished them 3 days this week. I caught big, beautiful trout 3 days in a row and up to 26 and a half inches. And then I caught the snappers, and I mean, just all you want. It was great. And I learned so much this week about how to find them without somebody giving me a number. And, you know, everywhere I pulled up with my depth finder, there they were. Boom. It was great. Absolutely. And big, big old snappers, too. So I was going to do that today, but I'm going to hold off now with this weather.
Brian, what are your thoughts on we're hearing now that the bill has actually been withdrawn, or they were going to sell tags to allow people to keep one 27-inch plus redfish. What are your thoughts on that?
If you can mount it, but you can get a reproduction from, like, Gray's Taxidermy in Florida. They do a great job on that. And, you know, why? You know, I used to keep a 30-inch just for smoked redfish at the lodge, but I could do it with a 27-inch just as well, you know?
Yeah.
I guess nobody wanted those big old fish, so I smoked them and made the dip. But...
Oh, they're so much more valuable to fishermen that catch them and release them.
Well, and again, it's our estuaries the problem, not the overfishing. So we say we got to fix it, but going to be hard under this current administration to fix anything. So we just got to let the time pass by until we can get a new administration and go back to work.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you an assignment, something to think about, and I'm going to ask all the other field reporters. We had one of our listeners questioning, you know, if you guys would just kind of sum up in a few words, what has been the one thing that has made you such a successful businessman? Because people, they don't think of it all the time. When they think of a fishing guy, they think of a guy just having fun all the time and getting paid to do it. It is definitely a lot of hard work, and it takes a special talent to pull off a successful guiding business. And you are probably one of the most successful guide services in the entire state of Louisiana. And you've been around a long time doing it.
It's a philosophy. It's not a fishing business or a hunting business. It's an entertainment business. And you have to make sure on the worst day when the fish are biting the worst that you're on top of your game. Now, I can control what goes on at the lodge, the food and the accommodations and talking to people. And I think the most important thing that's made us successful is going right by the pool or by the living room, and I sit down with every group and I learn who they are. I learn their wives' names. I learn what they do for a living, how many kids they got. And next time they come, hey, George, how's Sally and the kids, and how's your business? And, you know, and that makes them feel like they're part of the company. Now, the money size is getting harder and harder because our insurance rates are just astronomical in our business. It's getting difficult to actually put out a great margin because of that. You know, I probably wrote $74,000 worth of checks in the last month for insurance. You know, that's hard to break into that kind of margin, you know?
Yeah, well, so, insurance is a problem in a lot of aspects of our states, and that's for sure.
Yeah, so people think it's fishing or cooking at a restaurant. It's business, and you have to be able to manage that money and manage the business on top of the fishing part. And that's just part of it. And a lot of people, like right now, we have a little downturn in our industry because of insurance mostly, and people are just so insurance poor that coming fishing is on a back burner right now. And everybody's feeling it. I see offshore boats on the trailers. I see guides fishing with their families, which, you know, you don't see that very often. You know, now the time is going to weed out the ones that aren't strong. You know, I've been shut down for the oil spill. I've been shut down for Katrina and another storm. I've been shut down for COVID, and we're still here. You have to have 6 months of revenue put away somewhere in order to survive those times. So, and that's all business stuff.
Yes, it is. Well, thanks for sharing it with us and the reports and always being with us each and every Saturday morning. I know the audience really enjoys hearing you. Now, we're hearing birds on your end. We got Petey wants to be the Petey the Parrot here wants to be a co-host. So we got it on both ends now. And I heard your birds. Yours sound wild.
I got so many different kind of birds. Me and Lou Man was riding around up there, and I put Merlin on. And, boy, he was looking at every picture, and he wanted to see every bird. And he can name them now. Cardinal? Crow?
Yeah, Merlin's a wonderful app for people not familiar with it. It does the bird identifications. And I got a story one day I'm going to tell about my buddy who is borderline deaf, used a Merlin to kill a wild turkey with me last week.
You told me about that. It's so awesome.
That's an incredible story. All right, Captain Ryan, have fun. Try to have fun over there with those girls and
hey,
and
you as well, buddy. You as well.
Thank you so much. See you next time.
Back to Big Gobbler. See you, buddy.
There he goes, our plastic man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.